Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here rather relaxed with my mum who's a little flustered.
I'm not flustered, I'm just not as relaxed as you are, darling.
You're a bit pissed off, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Take some of that CBD oil that you've been enjoying this week.
Can I just tell you?
What?
4-5 CBD oil. Mm. I bought it on the recommendation of my lovely hairdresser, Emily. And I think it's miracle oil.
Well, that is not an ad for 4-5 CBD, but I'm really glad that it's improving your joints.
I
wish you'd listened to me 2 years ago.
Yeah, it is. It's really helped. Definitely, without doubt, has taken the extreme pain out of my...
You know you it's can put it into food, Mum.
I'm not going to put it in food.
Why not?
I put it under my tongue.
Yeah, but put it into food and then just... I don't know.
I don't need to have any more cannabis, darling. I've got enough already.
Anyway, what are we cooking today?
I've decided...
I say we as the royal we.
Sorry, it might sound retro to you, but I'm using Table Manners Cookbook.
Mum, you've been doing that all throughout the season.
Yeah, well, I'm using it. I'm doing the chicken with ginger and coriander crumb.
Chicken. It's not chicken, Mum.
No, it's not chicken.
Are you all right?
Is that CBD or... The salmon suddenly turned into a chicken. I'm doing salmon with ginger and coriander crumb.
So who have we got coming up on the podcast today, Mum?
I would call her a Jewish princess, but I think she's more a Jewish queen.
I'd say so.
Definitely.
She's a comedian.
An activist.
Mental health ambassador.
A therapist. Yeah.
Has an OBE.
For her contribution towards mental health services.
Author, and has a new book out called And Now for the Good News, To the Future with Love. And I'm very interested to hear about what she says about it. There's a lot about to do with organisations and communities that she has found doing amazing things out in the world. So don't give up on the world just yet. Ruby Wax coming up on Table Manners. Ruby Wax has come in after the worst journey ever. She's been stuck in traffic and that's
10
horrible.
Years. I've aged. and I'm shaking.
Said she could have got to New York in the time that it just took to get over the Albert Bridge. So you're here and you're applying makeup because you're...
You look gorgeous.
It's a podcast.
But you look gorgeous,
you see how simple
actually.
It is?
Oh, no, you do look fantastic.
No, you do.
Now you look like
great.
Cleopatra. You look fantastic. Cleopatra,
yeah.
Kind of the eyeliner.
How do you do that? I can't do that little...
That was very quick, Ruby.
I'm used to doing it in the car. When I'm driving, and I got busted once.
But they didn't.
I got busted. He said, not only are you on the phone, but you're also putting on mascara.
Oh, you were driving?
And, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I said, my mother's had a heart attack.
He didn't say that.
And then he said, can I escort you? And I said, I'm going to the hospital. And he said, you're going the wrong way. Because I was going to my girlfriend's house.
Oh, my God.
So I said, I have to pick up something. And I had an escort going the wrong way to get me to the hospital. I wasn't. I was going to Bermondsey Market.
Are you not superstitious?
They actually did the escort.
Part of the way.
Was your mother still alive at the time?
She was dead.
Oh, she was dead,
yeah.
So it's okay.
So it's
you
okay.
Because
you
could have put a horror on her, as my mother would have said.
No, I did that.
So how are you, apart from it?
I'm good. I'm okay.
Are you okay? Drink your tea.
My book came out, and I'm very nervous. Thank you.
Why are you nervous?
Well, because there's so many books coming out, and I'm scared that the baby will get lost. in all the books.
You're going to be fine. Like, well, you're a huge author and, like, you're a huge star.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go home now because that makes me feel good.
I'm really interested in the food part in the book.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just because, obviously, this is about...
food.
Food. There was something about Brixton in it, about the organisation in Brixton. There was one nearby, and we're very near Brixton now. And also, I was wondering, that, Alice listened to you on the radio.
Yeah.
And you were talking about community, which is another part in the book. And
yeah.
There was, you were talking about this community gardening. Is it gardening?
Oh, yeah. I'm going there next week to live for a month.
Where is that?
In Findhorn. But there's, I went, see, the book isn't about good news, haha, like,
yeah,
let's do a smiley face because somebody saved a sardine. The book is called Good News because I went kind of around the globe to find where people were doing things that were
good.
If we... not just good, but if we pay attention, this is going to reinvent business, how we teach kids, how we eat, how we do community. So these are the inventors. So I wrote another chapter on communities and how there are eco-communities. There's 10,000 of them, and they're not what you think. Some of them are very luxurious, but it is zero emissions, and it's all... with solar paneling and all the things environmentalists talk about that we don't really know what it means. They do it. You know, they know how to turn your sewage into gardens. Yeah. So I'm going to go live there for a month. It's 600 people, so I'm not alone. And I'm going to work in the vegetable garden and the foods, because I'm not a gardener either, and the food goes to a food bank. And then it's...
Whereabouts is it?
Findhorn is in, above Inverness.
Oh,
and it's
God,
been
it's
going about
freezing.
Don't.
It's going to be terrible.
I know. I have heating things that I'm going to put in my underpants. But it's the coolest place I've ever been to.
Are you going to document it? Are you going to film something?
No, I'm going to write about it, but I'm going to go off grid. So I won't be online anymore. I mean, I won't use my, except for my Frazzle cafes. And otherwise I don't do... I won't be doing emails.
Yeah, I want to talk about Frazzle Cafe because you've created this, your own community and network, which originated Marks and Spencer's cafes,
yeah.
Right? And you meet up and anyone could come and people would kind of talk about their mental health issues.
No, you cannot be in the midst of a mental illness because we're not there. We're not doing therapy. So it's like AA in that... there's a shape to the meeting. You don't just, you know, we've had them every 2 weeks when they were in cafes and they have a facilitator. So they've got each other's backs and they'd meet every 2 weeks.
Where did you train as a therapist? What are you trained as a therapist?
Yeah, but I never...
as a psychotherapist.
As a psychotherapist, but also as a mindfulness. I got my master's in Oxford, but I never did it. I use it in shows and I didn't ever do small groups. Or I wrote about it in Frazzled, and I talk about it in And Now for the Good News, because like probiotics, mindfulness, it sounds so vegetarian.
I don't think it is at all. I think it's amazing.
Most empirical evidence that it changes the brain. But don't get me wrong, it's not for everybody. You know,
no.
We're all different. But when they do research, it could have been anything. It could have been... crystal healing, but turned out that it was meditation changes your brain for the better.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, for somebody who's like, you know, listening to the podcast, who isn't heard the word mindfulness, like where is a good entry point for somebody who kind of has heard this term, but to access it? I mean, for me personally, I guess Headspace
Go to Headspace.
My thing. I think it's a really...
it's not, it's like an shrinking light. But, you know, it's training wheels, but eventually the training wheels have to go off. If you want to read the real deal, you could read Mark Williams, who was my professor, or my book, Frazzled, because it's everything he taught me, but I spin it into comedy, or Jon Kabat-Zinn. I mean, go to the guys who created it, but if you want to just do it for your amusement, otherwise you have to go on an 8-week course, and that's how you learn mindfulness. But it has to be from somebody qualified.
Yeah, I quite liked... one stage...
and you check where that person went to
school.
Yeah,
one stage I thought I wanted to train to do mindfulness because being a social worker, yeah. I thought it would be really helpful.
That's a 2-year course.
But it's a 2-year course, yeah. And I don't think I've got time.
And I demand too much of you doing the podcast. Is there any online Frazzle Cafe?
They're all online now. So I run it every night. Well, I did run it every night. Now I do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So you go on frazzlecafe.org and you write it, you know, you sign in, and I do the meetings. It's for about 50 to 80 people, and I begin and end with a mindfulness exercise. And then it will break your heart, because it's people all colors, all ages. They speak. I always say, what's the weather condition in your mind? And they speak straight from the heart. There's no bullshit. We're not allowed to say, here's what I would do. It's not analysis. It's a talking space. And then there's breakout sessions where now small groups of 4 or 5 meet. And it's sometimes they come back in afterwards for 15 minutes. They do that. And they tell me what happened in those talking, you know, breakout rooms. And it's magnificent. Every story, you know, some people are very reticent, saying, I never speak out loud, but now I feel everybody likes me. And so I feel I exist. And then other people are very extrovert and they're having a good time, but then they feel so guilty. Other people are locked in with their kids. An older woman can never go out, you know, but she says, every time I'm on here, you feel the love like you do when you bang those pots and pans. That's why I do it, because these are my people. I don't even know them, and they're my people.
What are the age groups?
Everything.
It's everything. Completely diverse.
And yeah, completely diverse. And when somebody, let's say, elderly speaks, the young people are nodding their heads. Oh yeah, I have that too.
It's about connecting.
It's AA, but people are just frazzled. You know, I mean, frazzled doesn't mean, I've said this in frazzled, it's not stress. We're supposed to be stressed. It's stress on top of stress. It's when you think, oh my God, I'm not good enough. Nobody else is this stressed. I'm a loser. The dialogue in your head, or the monologue, is a whole new phenomena. People didn't really worry about what they were doing before. They just did it.
I wanted to know, Ruby, what was kind of growing up in your household when you were younger? What were you eating?
Crap. My dad was a sausage casing king. So he made, because he was from Vienna, they made...
So he made Viennas?
Yeah, Oscar Mayer was in the factory below my dad, and he drove around in an 80-foot hot dog. And that was the symbol of the business.
Yeah.
And Oscar Mayer would give my dad lifts home in the Oscar Mayer wiener wagon, and the horn went, da-da-da-da. Every American will know that. There was a song. I'm not going to sing it. For Oscar Mayer, and he would give my dad a lift home, so I had no friends, because they'd pull up in the driveway in an 80-foot hot dog. So I had no friends. But they were made out of pig bladders and sheep bladders and cow bladders. That's what real
cases... Oscar Mayer wasn't Jewish, was he? Or was he? Because they make bacon.
Oh, yeah, but so did my dad.
So did your dad.
No, I mean, he made everything. I always say, you know, he put the farmyard in a blender and stuffed it into a condom. I mean, he didn't care. But these were...
You know, like Grandma Savonoy's.
Did you like those sausages?
I loved them.
Yeah,
and he wouldn't
too.
Let me eat sausages without real casings, you know, the plastic.
Yeah.
And we'd be in restaurants and he'd say, have you got my sausage casings? Like they do, it's, you know, a restaurant. And then he'd say, that's it, I'm walking, if they didn't have real casings.
Did they used to, you know, they were very pink. Did they dye it to make it that pink?
The fake ones they did, not my dad's.
Okay, not
my
your dad's
were the real deal.
Yeah.
So did you eat a lot of sausages?
I only ate sausages, and my dad, once there was a sausage, and my mom put 2 small sausages on the side with toothpicks and said it was a chicken, because I was complaining. And then my dad had a heart attack.
Aww.
Because of eating the sausages, and we kept on going. Sausages and Wonder Bread. Do you know what kind of a diet I had? And my mother couldn't cook, so I once saw the claw of a chicken. She was boiling it.
Oy.
So family meals weren't, well, I mean, you liked the sausages, so it was kind of okay that you were living on a diet of Wonder Bread and
but
sausages.
When you're a kid, what choice do you have?
No.
I thought that's how everybody ate.
Are you a good cook?
No, I can't cook at all.
Would you like something to eat, Ruby?
Yes.
Yeah, because so today, So today, you bless you. You said that you usually carry honey in your bag.
Yeah.
But you have a block of cheese in your bag instead.
But that's an accident.
But that's fine. But you went to Borough Market today, and did you eat at Borough Market today, or did you just pick up bits
picked,
and bobs?
I picked. They give free things. So I just picked with my children, because I'm Jewish, so we know how to pick. But I do that anti-inflammatory diet, where you eat different colored vegetables, you know, getting bacteria. And I don't do the kiminchi or whatever that drink is made out of urine and peppers. Or whatever.
It kombucha. Tastes,
yeah, kombucha. I haven't gone there yet, but...
Have you not tried it?
It's disgusting.
You know what? You can get all right ones. I haven't got it here, but I actually think you can get all right ones.
Well, I haven't found it, but I know it's good for you. I know sauerkraut's good for you, but it really is just about different colors and getting variations, so you don't eat the same old, because then your bacteria goes, oh, it's incoming again.
So what's like... What did you have for breakfast today? Were you doing the inflammation diet today? Inflammatory diet. I mean, is it a kind of way of life now that it's kind of just...
Yeah, but it's just, it's logical, you know. I mean, but I eat normally. It's not weird.
So if you're not cooking in your house, who's cooking? Or are you getting quite...
Ed cooks. And my husband,
your husband
cooks, yeah.
I'm going to put that on there.
I'm you, so excited.
And what does, like... Ed's a good cook, your husband?
I guess so. I mean, we're not into the whole, you know,
you're not big
gourmet. No. And then he washes up. How lucky am I?
He's the dream.
He's the dream.
Does he work?
Yeah, he's making a film now. But in the evening, I make him do it.
You've got this sorted.
I got it sorted. Uh-huh.
What's the secret?
We have different lives. Like, I'm going to Findhorn, and he's making a film. You know,
and then you have things to talk about because you meet back and you go, how was your month away?
And I don't have to go, you know, when we have different friends. I don't have to like his friends. He doesn't have to like mine. That's it. You know, there's no we. We never call each other we.
Do you do things together then?
Yeah. You know, he's my best friend.
So
I don't know how he can stomach me.
Because you're brilliant.
No. I make him laugh once a year. That's his payment.
Oh.
Yeah, I throw him a laugh.
Have you done it this year? Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm done.
We ask every guest the question that I'm sure you're dying to answer. Before you go to a desert island,
or before you go to Findhorn,
before you go into Findhorn, yeah, mm-hmm.
Findhorn. Are you going to have a special meal?
No.
Okay. So if I was to ask you to choose a starter, a main, and a pudding, and a drink of choice, that would be your dream
An espresso martini.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ribs.
Ooh.
And I don't even eat meat anymore. You know, I mean, not for any reason. I just, you know, it wasn't chic, I guess. But ribs would be on there.
Where? Who made them?
Oh, American ribs.
Yeah.
You know, none of this.
Big ones, yeah.
Well, no, ribs, you know. And then a hot fudge sundae.
Where from?
America.
Do you get back home a lot?
Mm-mm.
Do you miss it?
No. I've been here too long. And this place is too cool. You know, it's got irony.
Yeah. But where are you from in America?
Evanston, Illinois. But
no,
I didn't
irony.
Fit in there. No irony. Nope, didn't fit in. Hated by cheerleaders. Was alone. That's why I like community, and I'm always looking for it.
There are a lot of Jewish people in Evanston.
Skokie. That's where the Jews are.
And were you brought up in kind of a Jewish way?
Uh-uh.
No.
They didn't really push it. And I was so closed down that I didn't really take in a lot because I was traumatized. They were nuts.
Your family?
Yeah, read a book called How Do You Want Me? That's my first book. It's so nuts that I didn't even have to change their lines. It came out of their mouths like that.
Oh, God.
Nuts, yeah.
Were you an only child?
Mm-hmm.
So... You were ready to move. You left and...
I ran away, yeah, at 18. And they kept trying to get me back. My dad would say, come on, Ruby, you're a sad sack. I'll fix you up with a linen job in the linen business. So I worked and worked and worked to get away from home. So I'd never have to go back. That's how I got successful. No talent, but I had drive.
And was the UK always the place that you wanted to be?
I wanted to marry one of the Beatles.
You all did.
Yeah.
Which one?
Paul. And then I...
Do you still like him?
When I met him, this is how I talked to him. I can't use language, even though, because I was so
overwhelmed.
And how did that work out for you?
Didn't really work. Oh. And then I got really drunk.
Oh.
So I was gabbling at him.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and all I remember was saying, "This is pathetic." It was a party for something, and you could take buffet, right? Buffet. There was a buffet, and then you could sit at any table. And I sat at his family's table, and Ed came, and I said, "Fuck off."
And I was your husband.
She was near Paul.
I was near Paul, and then I started drinking a lot and bored everybody senseless until I got next to Paul. Everybody left because I was gibbering. And then Paul was talking. This is all I remember. He was saying, yes. And then he was in Hamburg. Of course I know he was in Hamburg. I studied Paul. But instead I went, yeah, yeah, yeah. Enough about you. I remember when I was at Beverly Hills High School taking shorthand. That came out of my mouth.
Was that a flirting tactic?
That's enough about you. I was in Beverly Hills night school taking
shorthand. Why did you use that tactic?
There's a funny story connected to it, but I never got to the funny story.
Okay.
I think he left and he said goodbye to me and I was under the table. He lifted the tablecloth and said bye.
Well, that's polite. That's very polite. Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't bless. Talk about it. Who did you like? Who was your...
Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
I cried when I'd go and watch him take that concert. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right. Not as talented.
But who else did I love? Oh, Ryan Giggs and David Beckham. Those were my... I fell off a chair when I saw David Beckham at the Bowery.
Really?
He didn't see me. I saw him and I fell off a chair and had to leave. Like he cared that I was even there. I had to leave the room mm-hmm. and say, we have to go. This is... I can't... Not because I'd fallen off the chair, just because I couldn't deal with my stomach doing the flips it was doing. Yeah, it was...
It's delicious.
Is it? I'm not sure it is that delicious.
It's really lovely, okay, Mum. Thank you. When we weren't recording, you mentioned Julie's Wine Bar as somewhere that you liked to go. Where else did you like going to, or do you like going to?
That was... You don't know how cool that place was.
Yeah.
Was it like Joe Allen's? Was
no, it the much cooler, not at all. Much cooler.
It was so cool.
It was bohemian.
It was bohemian. It was an old funeral parlour.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was an old funeral parlour that it turned into...
I had my wedding there. I had the wedding dinner, and again, I was drinking. I'm not drinking now. My girlfriend and I went into, you know, they had all these little rooms.
Little booths.
Teeny,
rooms.
Teeny.
Yeah.
We went in a room where there was men having a stag party and took their order, like we pretended we were waitresses. It was my wedding.
Were you in a wedding dress?
No, I didn't wear a wedding dress.
Even the waitresses were cool in there.
Everybody was
Everyone
cool.
Everyone was cool. Very, very dark.
Dark.
I think we went there once with you. I used to go there a lot with Dad, and I just loved it so much. And it was one of those places where you went there, you felt special, didn't you? And there was always special people there. They were not dreary people.
No,
they were interesting.
Everybody was interesting.
Yeah.
Where else were you eating?
Now?
No, well, I mean...
Oh, Joe Allen's. Then.
Yeah,
that
now
was cool.
They changed it.
No, and it's not Joe Allen's.
Have
and
you been
every,
now?
No.
Neither have I.
No,
you used to take me there for my birthday.
Yeah, I took
so
my daughter.
90s,
yeah.
And you'd be like, who are we going to see? But I swear we weren't eating.
There was
at
always,
10 o'clock
yeah, night. But you had to eat after the theatre shut.
I was in the Aldwych at the, you know, and we would, every show we went there, we were the coolest people on earth.
Who were you hanging around
Rickman,
with?
Alan Rickman was my mentor. So we would all go, and Zoe Wanamaker, and Jonathan Pryce, and I had a good year.
We've got pudding, but I don't know, do you eat puddings?
I do, but because I ate so much today at Borough Market, I was eating chocolate.
Whoa.
What is it? What is the dessert?
They're just peaches.
I'll have it.
Peaches with amaretti biscuits.
That's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have
one
of those.
I've got creme fraiche if you want
I've got creme fraiche.
No,
half fat.
No, that's
no,
not
I'll
a good thing.
No, I'll just have the peaches.
Okay.
And some more tea, please.
Oh, yeah.
Look how demanding.
No,
I'll wash. I'll take
oh,
the dishes.
Oh, shush.
What? Like
oh,
your guests can't
Jessie
take the...
Wash.
No, because no. I think you'll invite me back if I take
you
the dishes.
You can come back for dinner.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Do you think of yourself as Jewish?
No.
But
no. I think of you as Jewish.
I know, but... I don't identify with it. I know I have a rhythm of a Jewish person. And when I went to Vienna and saw where my parents came from, I realized I was Jewish. You know, like I wouldn't have made it out of there. And then... And I love Jews when I meet them. I do feel like that suddenly I'm meeting my
cousin.
Do you feel
connected?
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes they're the most brilliant and sometimes they're the worst. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could be really off the list. But when they're sweet and smart, then yeah. But I didn't marry a Jewish guy.
I didn't either.
Mm-mm. I didn't either.
No, I don't think so.
But Jessie's having a bat mitzvah next year.
Not because I've gone religious, but I think it... I don't know. Maybe this kind of
that's
rings
nice.
True to you, like that sense of community. I feel like
well, the community is my thing, but
yeah.
I don't have it with Jews. Do you go to synagogue?
Well, no. So I felt like I've done this podcast with my mum, and we celebrate being Jewish. We talk about Friday night dinner, that being the origins of where this idea came that we'd be talking around the table.
She
right?
used to invite all her friends back on a Friday night, and we'd end up having I'd do all the full Shabbos dinner. And then we'd have this raucous kind of singing and dancing and chatting
and
with all her friends, which was gorgeous.
I didn't feel the need to be any... It sounds quite odd, but we'd have our friends with their parents. And it was just really lovely.
I'd wish I was there. I would have been normal.
I would have been normal.
We didn't have that. That's why you're so well adjusted.
But then I didn't have time. I was far too busy to go to study for... Because, I was quite cool and I wanted to have a social life on Saturdays. And so... I didn't do the bat mitzvah, and also it wasn't as important as my brother having a bar mitzvah, so it was kind of like, whatever.
So you're studying for it now?
So I'm actually learning, and
oh
like
God.
Learning Hebrew, and I've got my bat mitzvah lesson tomorrow with Aviva on Zoom, and I'm kind of
that
at the moment, it's very... It's very hard, because it's a totally different alphabet. It's
Do you have to speak it conversational?
No, I'm not I'm not
you
moving
just
to Israel.
To
yeah. I'm learning to read it so that I can
do. You could fake it.
I could.
I would go for the faking.
But then I have to do it in a synagogue.
But you can sing.
I can do. I'm going to do it. It's like it's something that I'm going to do.
Is it going to be a big one?
Yeah, I'm going to try and get Drake to come and perform. You should be, you could be also the MC, that's it, we're sorted.
I did a bar mitzvah in St. John's Wood once.
Did you?
And was paid a fortune, and the kid had a set, he was at the Brit Awards, and I had to do, and the greatest grandmother of the year. And she came on, but the other grandmother wanted it, and it was the wars broke out, and there was a VIP room. And the brother had hookers there. I'm not kidding you.
Up.
They had to be hookers. Maybe they weren't, but they looked
How
like
old
hookers.
Was the brother?
Old enough.
15.
But, yeah, 15. But, so rich, it was revolting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ours won't be like that.
Okay.
Have you got two children? Or
three.
One? Three. Mm-hmm. And what do they all do? They're all grown up.
Two are comedians. Siblings. And then
do they perform
siblings.
Together?
Them.
Mm.
And they perform together.
Yeah.
How fun.
Yeah, and they're like French and Saunders a little bit. And then my son's a coder. COD. Coder, IT. They do coding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Who knew?
Who knew? I didn't even know there was a thing called coding.
Well, when you have a computer program, somebody has to code it.
Okay, so code it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I have a chapter in my book on tech and the good news about that. There you go.
What's the good news about it?
Well, A, look what happened with Zoom. Frazzle Cafe, darling. No, yes, I did. I put honey in it.
Thank you, Mother. Okay.
Well, Zoom has made Frazzle Cafe, you know. You can have compassion.
All right. I think it's all right.
But then there was other stuff that somebody, Richard Davidson, is making gaming for kids, but the gaming teaches them empathy. So they start to understand what the alien, their rocket crashes, is trying to tell them, but through facial expressions. So they start matching up. Like, they can feel. They feel each other. Do you know what I mean? They can't speak. And eventually there's a relationship. And if they do form a bond, and then the alien helps them build the rocket. And if he gives it aggro, alien doesn't do anything.
And what's the game called?
I have to look what it is. But it's coming. And then, oh, there's...
Oh, it's not out yet.
No, all these things are in the future.
Of course, sorry. Yeah. Got it. Sorry, baby.
And there's bots, you know, that do CBT, cognitive therapy. You know, because there aren't enough therapists. So cognitive therapy is just really, again, it's... I studied that at Oxford, too, where you write down your reaction to a situation. Let's say somebody walked down the street on the opposite way and didn't look at you. What would you think? Well, I'd always think they hate me. So everybody has something else. If somebody, a friend of yours, walked on the other side of the street and didn't look at you, some people think, oh, they just didn't see me. And CBT asks questions like that. And eventually, you kind of get it, that... your reactions are always the same. So you start to see your
patterns.
So
what would you think?
That they hate me.
What would you think?
I think that they hate me. And
me
I'd
too. Wouldn't everybody think it
no,
was a bit
No, some
weird.
People would say, but they wouldn't see a shrink. Oh, they just didn't see me.
Do you think that makes them...
Normal. Not normal, but some people don't have the bad... Not many. But it's not like you stop thinking
that.
Oh,
I often worry that people think badly of me.
Yeah, we have.
I care too much what people think.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
It's more extreme than that. You know, you can. Mm. Most of us have more negative thoughts than positive. And in my other book, I say why, because it has to do with evolution and survival. But the cognitive therapy isn't just for that. It really is for much more severe, you know, problems.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So you wouldn't go to somebody just because you think somebody... But that's like an exercise where they just
watch... Yeah,
it's
where you become preoccupied with that and people
when you watch your
you.
Thoughts and you start to... When you observe stuff, like with mindfulness, when you notice what you're doing, actually you can break the habit easier than if you're just at the mercy of it.
And there's these bots that are doing...
There's bots that, you know, you can... They ask the questions, what do you think? What do you feel? Okay, say what really is going on. What you thought was going on, you know, there's, and now from 100 to 1, how much is it bothering you? It's a questionnaire kind of thing.
So is your show, is it comedy or is it about mostly about your thoughts?
No,
I do
comedy and neuroscience and evolution. And so
it's when are you having time to write comedy as well?
Well, the comedy's in it. Like, this is funny.
But also you're just inherently funny.
No, you have to write funny lines in order to be funny. So I'm telling you about where there's, you know, what's going on in business and education, except the stories are
funny.
There are stories about me within this that are really funny. So it'll always go my story.
So,
and then I'll tell you the story.
So a dinner party, I think I know one guest that you would want at that dinner party, but if you had 5 guests at a dinner party... Would Bill Bryson be one of them?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my hero. Yeah.
Why?
Just love, well.
Well, because
do you love
I try to write close to what he does, which is
Have you met him?
No.
What do you feel?
He'd be shy, but he is a genius. There's a book called The History of Everything, and he writes about everything, and physics, and, you know, the history of the detail, but it's spun to be comedy. Well,
He live in England now?
Yeah, he's back.
My husband's currently reading the Body one.
Yeah.
And he's kind of there engaging with me about something that, and it makes it so accessible and like...
But it's funny.
It's really interesting. Yeah, it's funny, it's interesting, but also so informative. Yeah, I'm really kind of... So, okay, Bill Bryson, who else would be at that dinner table?
Well, Bill Bryson, maybe not, because some people are more interesting in their writing.
Okay.
Like, you know, singers, too. That's their gift. But when you meet them,
Dallas it
might...
Ditchwater.
Well, not, yeah, it might be. I mean, I don't know what he's like, but the books are what turned me on. Brian Cox, the astrophysicist, I want him, because he's a genius to me. He's perfect. He's perfect to me. And I once met him and couldn't speak either. I came out of my mouth and tried to be smart, saying, Brian, if there was infinite parallel universes and there was just one me, this was it, how would I eat my dinner with just one fork? And he looked at me like something on the bottom of his shoe. And then it got worse. He says, this is my friend, he's a cosmologist. He's famous, this man. Okay, I didn't know. So in my schwitz, I leant forward and said, what's the best facelift you ever did? He's a cosmologist.
I think that's funny.
It's not funny.
I think that's really funny.
It's not.
Did they not smile?
No, they did not.
I think that's brilliant, Ruby.
Would you know that a cosmologist knows what happened after the Big Bang?
Well,
it's not funny. They did not laugh. I'm deeply traumatized.
Wrong crowd then. I'm sorry. I think it was, right.
But you can't use that with another crowd. So I'd have him, probably Obama.
Yeah. Michelle coming too, or are you just going to leave her at home?
Yeah. I mean, I like her, but so that's three. No, two.
Two. Because you're not having Bill. We can have Bill the book.
Gone. Bill the book could be there. Bill the book. Oh, God, who knows?
Any women?
Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to. It's your dinner party.
No, I never can think of anybody. Probably Mata Hari.
Who's that?
Mata Hari was a kind of bewitcher.
Mata Hari was a spy, Jesse.
A spy.
I don't know this. Should I know this?
Yeah.
And she attracted men because she was so beguiling.
Maybe Florence Nightingale. Let's go a little more kosher.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's find a great female.
So you're going to tell the jokes then?
Oh, you mean who else is funny?
Well, maybe you don't need anybody funny. No. You're so funny.
Well, no, I'm not that funny, but I like smarts more than funny. If somebody's real smart, then I'm excited.
That turns me on.
Turns a neuroscientist?
Oh, God. That would be...
John Kabat-Zinn, who invented mindfulness, I know him. He'd come.
And you fancy him?
The smartest.
And so you,
man
does
on
it
earth.
Turn you on because he's smart?
He's brilliant and he's enlightened. So that you can't get better than that.
No, you can't.
Cleopatra, you know, I mean.
Do these taste burned?
Like they've got a lovely caramelized taste to them.
They're in.
They're going down, Mum.
Sorry.
No, they're good.
They're really good with the creme fraiche. Ruby, do you think you've got good table manners?
I don't know what that is. I ate with my mouth open, so I know that. And I
Jewish
have
people always eat with their mouth open.
And stains.
Because they're talking while they're eating.
But stains. If I don't have a stain.
Oh, God.
Mum usually has to wear a bib, my toddler's bib.
I usually have to wear it round like this when I eat.
Stains.
Because it dribbles.
Well,
down.
I get it all the way.
All the way.
All the way.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry if I stained and
It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
And I wanted to...
I'm so worried about...
Yeah, but hold on. You're
I'm
now
so
making me a bit nervous about
having
stage fright.
To schlep home.
So listen, guys, we need to buy Ruby's book.
And now
for the good
for the
news.
Good news.
To the future.
To the future.
With love.
Love.
And please buy it. And please check out frazzlecafe.org.
Yeah, you go on frazzlecafe.org and then just sign up and you'll be on. I do the 5:30... But in the day, I have hosts, not me, they're hosts. So you can sign up any time and find a host in that time.
How do you become a host?
You have to be
trained.
Trained a little bit.
I quite like to do that.
Well, if you write Frazzle Cafe and say you'd like to do it, but they have small meetings of about 12, the way it used to be, and I do the big ones.
But thank you so much. And I just wanted to know, karaoke, do you like it?
No.
Fair enough.
Are you going to make me do it?
No. I like it, but I particularly like what we've heard.
I was drunk on my ass, I would do it.
Would you sing a Beatles song?
Yeah, probably.
Which one?
Hey Jude? No, I hate that one. Back in the USSR?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ruby
Thank
Max.
You for having
Thank
me.
You.
Thank you for coming.
I love
coming.
Being around Jews. Thank you for the food.
Oh,
if you feed me, I'm yours.
Oh, well, you can come again. An interesting woman.
I'm re-downloading Headspace.
You're re-downloading that. I need to get the book.
And if you didn't hear the title, it is "And Now for the Good News to the Future with Love." Thank you so much, Ruby Wax, for coming on. Real pleasure to meet you in person. Very funny woman.
Very funny, iconic.
Iconic?
Yeah.
Yes. God, I hope the journey home isn't as long as it was.
I don't
here.
Think it will be. I think she'll be okay.
She'll be high on life after having an evening with us.
And I know.
The amaretti peaches that were slightly overdone, but maybe that gave the kind of
caramelised... Actually, they caramelized... were chewy. They're quite nice.
Thank you so much for listening. My mum's now giving me the fish from the freezer, and so I know it's time to go home.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.